two architects are very, very interesting, actually, the Saarinens. So they came from Finland. They were very interested in the arts and crafts movement, so the building reflects that.
Brian Carter's book explores Klein Hans Music Hall, designed by architects Elio and Eero Saarinen, a father and son team. Built in the late 1930s, Klein Hans opened in 1940 at Symphony Circle. We, of course, know it as the home to the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra.
You know, the building, in many ways, is striking because of the work of these two architects, but also it's very important to all of us in Buffalo because it's still used, it still functions as they made it, and it's actually a very, very good acoustic space, as you know.
Carter's book also notes the unique design of the Mary Seton Room across from the auditorium and its arts and crafts style furniture, the Seton Room chairs and benches in the foyer.
The Saarinens lived at Cranbrook, and as you probably know, that was still an arts and crafts school. They designed chairs with a designer whose name was Charles Eames, who was a very famous American designer, who was also at Cranbrook, for the Mary Seton Room, which were very significant. And then the benches in the foyer space were designed by the same architects, and they're very much a part of the building. Those benches sort of hover above the floor almost. You know, they look as if they're not touching the floor, actually, in many ways.
Some 73 years after it opened, Carter says Klein Hans still provides civic life for Buffalo. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.